Title: Volume Automation for Groove from Scratch for Old School DnB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build groove the old school way, not by changing the notes, not by throwing swing on everything and hoping, but by sculpting microdynamics. Tiny volume moves, the kind that makes a break feel like it's being written by hand on a mixer, and makes a loop roll instead of loop. We're in Ableton Live, intermediate level, and the goal is a 16-bar old-school DnB drum section around 172 BPM, with a break doing the character, a clean kick and snare doing the weight, hats that shuffle without timing tricks, and a bass line that ducks musically instead of doing that obvious side-ching pump. Before we touch any automation, we're going to set this up so it stays mix-safe. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Now create a drum group, and inside it make four tracks: break, kick, snare, and hats. Then outside the group, make bass and music or stabs. On the drum group, drop in a glue compressor, gentle settings, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then add a saturator after it, analog clip mode, drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Teacher note here, we are not trying to flatten everything, we actually want dynamics, because we're going to shape them. Think together and slightly chewous, not crushed. Now let's get the break rolling. Drop a breakbeat loop into the break track. Something amen-ish, think-ish, whatever you've got. Warp it. For classic breaks, Complex Pro can be smooth, beats can be snappier. If you go beats, set preserve to 1/16 and turn transients on. Consolidate it into a clean 2-bar clip so it's easy to manage. Command or Control J. EQ8 on the break. High bass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear subrumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Keep it subtle. Now, the big concept. We're going to use two different types of automation, and we'll keep them separate. Clip envelopes are for micro groove. The repeating feel, the stuff that makes one or two bars breathe. Arrangement automation is for macro energy. Phrasing, build, lift, variation across 8 or 16 bars. Rule of thumb. If you want it to feel better, use clip envelopes. If you want it to tell a story, use arrangement automation. Let's start with microgroove on the break using clip volume envelope. Click the break clip. Go down to clip view. Open envelopes. Set device to clip, and control to volume. Set your grid to 1/16. And here's the mindset, we're not drawing crazy shapes. We're doing tiny DJ finger on the fader moves. Most moves live within plus or minus 3 dB. If you need more than that, it's usually a sign you should edit the break, choose different layers, or handle it with velocity if it's MIDI. Start with a subtle pattern for one bar. Leave the main downbeat hits at 0 dB. Those are your anchors. Find the in-between chatter, the little inner hits that clutter up the pocket, and dip a few of them by about 1.5 to 3 dB. Then do a classic old-school push. The 1/16 note right before the snare. Lift it by about half a dB. Not a lot. This is the lean into the snare trick. Even though the timing doesn't move, your ear reads it like swing. Here's a coaching tip. Don't guess which hits matter. Mute things to find your accent hierarchy. Listen with hats muted for a few seconds. Does the break still roll? Then mute the break. Does the kick and snare still drive? Whichever element keeps the groove alive is the one that deserves the most detailed automation. Also, curve shape matters more than the number on the dB readout. Old school groove likes fast drops and slightly lazy returns. Avoid perfect symmetrical triangles. In live, you can bend automation curves by holding Alt or Option while editing, or just add an extra breakpoint so the return feels natural. Cool. Now we layer the clean weight, kick and snare. Add a drum rack on kick and snare or use audio one shots. Either is fine. Place the snare on 2 and 4. For kick, do the classic rolling placement. Put a kick on 1 and another kick on the end before 3. If you know the vibe, you know that second kick is where the engine starts to roll. Now, for automation on these layers, we're going to think in phrases. So go to arrangement view and press it to show automation lanes. On the kick track, automate track volume very gently, or better, throw a utility on the kick track and automate utility gain. Keep it consistent with your later mixing workflow. Do tiny human moves. Pick a couple of kicks and drop them by 0.8 to 1.5 dB. Then take the kick that leads into the snare and nudge it up about half a dB. That little emphasis drives momentum without making the pattern busier. On the snare, keep it more consistent. In old school DnB, the snare is the anchor, but you can hype phrase ends. On bar 8 and bar 16, lift the snare by half a dB to 1 dB. That's enough to make the section feel like it's arriving somewhere. Now hats. Volume automation for shuffle without changing MIDI timing. Make a hat pattern. Closed hats every 1/8 is a great starting point. If you want it busier, go 1/16. But remember, more notes means you'll need more restraint in level. Put auto filter on the hats. High pass mode. Cut off around 300 to 600 HC so the hats stay crisp and out of the low mid mess. Then put utility after the filter. This is important. We're going to automate utility gain instead of riding the track fader, because later, when your mix is set, you don't want automation fighting your balance. Now draw a repeating one bar automation pattern on utility gain. Downbeat slightly lower, around minus 0.5 dB. Offbeat slightly higher, maybe plus 0.3 to plus 0.8 dB. And occasionally, when it feels too fizzy, dip a busy moment by about 1 dB. That alone can create an illusion of shuffle and hand play, even if everything is perfectly on grid. Quick extra, if you want hats to feel even more hands on mixer, automate brightness with the same rhythm. Tiny auto filter cutoff movement, like 6 to 12%. Following the same push-pull as the gain. Level plus tone motion reads as more human than either one alone. Now let's do bass, and this is a big one. Musical ducking with volume automation. Sidechain compression is great, but for old-school vibes, intentional gain moves can sound more controlled and more engineered, like you're carving space rather than triggering a pump. On the bass track, put utility first in the chain. Automate utility gain to dip around the kick and snare. For kicks, dip about 1.5 to 3 dB right on the transient. For snares, maybe dip 1 to 2 dB, depending on how dominant your snare is. Shape matters. You want a fast drop, almost instant, and then a release over about 80 to 150 milliseconds. That's the breathing window. The bass steps back. The drum hits clean, then the bass rolls back in. Teacher note, if your bass sounds like it's wobbling in volume, your release is probably too long, or your dips are too deep. If it sounds like it's not making any difference, shorten the release slightly and check if the kick and snare are actually loud enough to justify the ducking. Now we zoom out. Jungle phrasing across 16 bars. This is where arrangement automation tells the story. On the drum group, add a utility at the end of the group chain. End of chain is important if you want consistent tone and compression behavior. If you automate before the glue, you'll hit the compressor harder, which can pump. That can be a vibe tool, but you should choose it on purpose. For now, end of chain utility. Automate it like an energy map. Bars 1 to 4. Keep the group slightly tucked, about minus 0.8 dB. Bars 5 to 8. Ramp up to 0 dB. At bar 9, do a quick dip to around minus 0.5 dB, then back up. That makes the second phrase feel like a new chapter, even if the pattern is similar. On bar 16, either lift by about plus 0.5 dB into the next section, or do a cut to set up a drop. And here's a weirdly authentic trick. Automate the break itself down by about 1 dB for the first two bars, then restore it. It mimics the feeling of a DJ bringing a record in on a mixer, and it instantly reads old school. Another little DJ hand moment. Right before bar 8 or bar 16, do a super short dip on the drum group, like an eighth note to a quarter note, then snap back, if it's subtle. It just makes the next bar feel like it hit harder. Now, let's keep this mix safe, because automation can sneak you into clipping. While you're writing, keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Give yourself headroom. Put a limiter on the master temporarily just as a safety net, sealing at minus 0.3 dB. Do not smash into it. It's just there to stop accidents while you're drawing curves. And a big workflow tip, set a reference ceiling before you automate. Put a utility at the end of your drum group, and pull it down so your loudest two-bar loop peaks around minus 10 to minus 8 dB on the master. Now you can add excitement with automation, without constantly slamming your chain. Common mistakes to avoid as you work. 1. Over-automating everything. If every element is moving constantly, the groove feels unstable. Pick one or two groove carriers, usually the break and the hats. 2. Big dB moves instead of micro dynamics. Groove is mostly half a dB to 3 dB. Huge swings sound like bad mixing, not vibe. 3. Automating track faders once your mix is settling. Use utility gain and clip envelope so your balance doesn't turn into a mess later. 4. Forgetting phrasing. Old school DNB is phrase music. If your 8 and 16 bar dynamics are flat, it won't feel like a proper roller. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want to level up the realism. Try a ghost lift on every second bar. Keep bar 1 restrained, then in bar 2, pick a couple ghost hits in the break and lift them by about half a dB. It creates call and response without adding fills. Try micro-ducking the break after the snare. Right after the snare transient, dip the break by about half a dB to 1 dB for 80 to 120 milliseconds. The snare suddenly feels bigger because the clutter steps aside after the hit. And if you want darker energy without changing the pattern, automate into crunch. Put a utility before the saturator on your drum group and do tiny boosts into saturation on key moments. The saturation reacts, so it sounds more aggressive without you obviously turning things up. Let's finish with a mini practice exercise you can do in 10 minutes. Pick a 2-bar break loop. In clip volume envelope, use only 6 to 10 breakpoints total. That limitation forces you to choose what matters. Dip 4 to 6 filler hits by about 2 dB. Boost 2 pre-snare moments by about half a dB. Add hats and do the offbeats up, downbeats down pattern on utility. Add bass and do about minus 2 dB ducking on kicks with around 120 millisecond release. Then do in a slash B. Duplicate the section. Remove all automation on the duplicate and compare. If the automated version is only louder, reduce your automation depth by like 30 to 50% and focus on accents. If it feels like it leans and breathes, you nailed it. Recap as you luck this in. Clip volume envelopes are your repeating microgroove. Arrangement automation is your 8 and 16 bar story. Utility gain keeps your workflow clean. Keep your moves small, intentional, and shaped like fast drops with lazy returns. And always decide your accent hierarchy. What anchors, what drives, what shimmers, and what breathes. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're aiming more 94 Ravey Jungle or 97 Tech Step Darkness, I can give you a very specific 2-bar breakpoint map, like exactly which inner hits to dip and which pre-snare moments to lift for that source.